What's your blog called?
LonesomeCosmonaut.com.
Oh man, I was so hoping you were going to say Pitchfork.
No, I'm not cool enough for Pitchfork.
It's a blog called Pitchfork.com.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Yeah, have you heard of
Rolling
Stones?
Low, yeah. / Fader / Music for Life. Peace. Peace out. / Jimi Hendrix. Is this recording?
Yeah, it's recording, but I can edit it down, so. I'll edit it down so you sound as bad as possible.
I don't think you should edit that part out. That was probably the best part of the interview so far.
Okay, I'll keep that part then. Okay. So you're starting a 7-week tour. How's it going so far?
7 days in. I think it's going really good. Had nothing but... Yeah, no, you're right. Liam just corrected me on something I correct other people for, which is I said it's going really good, but really it's going really well. We have had nothing but hospitality from kind people in kind cities, such as yourself, David.
Oh, thank you.
David Crosby, who bought Doug's record, and we were like, as in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
The first day of the tour.
Yeah.
We were like, holy shit, this is a good start.
This is the time when you blow up, yeah.
Yeah. David Crosby's going to tell all his friends who love music.
Well, the Edmonton scene does seem to be blowing up.
It is. Because it's the best. I don't know. Is it the best or is it Calgary? What? Kevin Stebner just said Edmonton has better bands, right now at least. Then it must be real. Yeah, sure. Then it must be real. Yeah, Edmonton's blowing up. We got a lot of really great people doing great things, and I think a lot of that is because of the community. Iron sharpens iron. We have a good venue now. Wonder Bar is taken care of.
Yeah,
we have like
I've
a place
that.
To actually have scenes melt together and meet for once, you know? So I think that's been really helpful. It's opened people's horizons and helped people support people they normally wouldn't have before, you know what I mean? And to just open their perspective of things. I think if there was a Wonder Bar in Calgary, Wonder Bar would be just as competitive. I mean, Calgary would be just as competitive right now. Doug and I go back way back. Doug and I toured together even in 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, so but it actually, it works out pretty well with both of you. It rounds the night out.
Yeah.
So,
special shouts to all my homeboys in all the cities that have played with us, specifically Dreamboat, Techromancer, Garrett Johnson from Brazilian Money.
Okay.
And tonight, Freedom Celebs, If I Look Strong, You Look Strong.
Okay.
And just so many kind, good people taking good care of us every time we go to. Been treated like gold. Oh, how did I forget? Teen Days and Ono Yoko. That was probably the best show on the tour so far.
Yeah,
Chilliwack House
Show.
Yeah. That was nuts. It's a lot like tonight's show, but the thing is, it was a lot tighter packed. Like, it's probably the same amount of people, maybe more. But tighter packed, so people felt more anonymity, and it was easier to get a dance going.
Yeah, it seemed like the crowd was a little uptight tonight.
Well, yeah, it's just you don't feel very you feel conspicuous when the room is bigger than the amount of people in it.
Well, it's hard to feel sexy on a Monday,
It's hard to feel sexy on Monday. Yeah. And it's all ages, no liquor, rather early start. We start at like 7 sharp, basically.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't actually find a time for the show. That's how I ended up missing the first two bands.
Shoot, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, but I think our show at Broken City will be pretty dope too. This show, I would say, was as good as Chilliwack Show in some senses because it was like a lot of people who were not drunk, paying good attention to the lyrics, having a good time. I just wish we could have been in a smaller room so we could have done the crowd surfing.
Yeah.
My nose bled, so I didn't crowd surf. Otherwise, I would have for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get blood on everyone. Cut my set short, a couple songs, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on back. Back it on up.
So,
whatever you want.
You probably
want
to be on this side of the parking lot.
Yeah, stop now. There's no shipments tonight.
So when is CBT and Rappers Are People Too making new records?
Rappers Are People will never make a record. But CBT, thank you for asking though. CBT has a finished record and it's been finished for a long time and just
not yet.
We need to put it out. So and it's my best work I've ever done, probably.
Oh, great.
Yeah, between that and Play Fight. I guess I take myself less seriously on mixtapes and less seriously with CBT, and better stuff comes out.
Well, yeah.
I write it way faster.
A lot more adventurous with CBT.
Yeah, and way more just free. of constrictions that I place on myself.
So Floater Fails out. How's the reception been for that, do you think?
Good. I got some really good reviews. People seem to like it more than I like it, because it's old for me. Yeah. Like, it's older than
your first record, wasn't it?
Kind of. It was my follow-up to my debut record, which sucked. But I had a mixtape.
Is the debut record ever going to see the light of day again?
No. I actually sold 1,000 copies of it, so there are 1,000 people out there with that record. Not listening to it, but they have it.
How many of them are your family?
Oh, maybe 2. My family doesn't like rap music. And then I put out a pretty good mixtape that summer of 2006. Then immediately started working on Floater Flow. Got everything. Started working on Floater Flow. Boom. What's this? I'm going to record this. Oh, what's this? I won this stupid award. Oh, what's that over there? Universal Records wants me to be on their record label? Well, okay. And then I didn't do that. I said no. That's stupid. I don't want to be on your stupid record label.
Well, and that's when you started Old Ugly, correct?
No. That's 2 years later.
Oh, okay.
Then I said, okay, I'm going to record this well anyway, expensively. Thinking that the arrangement was going to put it out and pay him as it sold. I was bigger then than I am now. Like, I had regular people liking me, not just hip people, you know? Like, regular people liked my music, probably because it wasn't as good. And I started working on Floater Flow. And I recorded it, and it was recorded, mixed, mastered by June 2008. Then I spent I spent 2 years paying it off because it cost about $6,500. I put out Uh-Oh to help pay it off. So in a sense, Uh-Oh is the newer record than Floater Flow. My newest work is actually Play Fight, the mix.
Yes, I've seen that. That's done very well.
Yeah, Mitch recorded it. He did a great job, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it has the same polish as Floater Flow. But definitely with a lot more stronger lyrics, really.
Really, yeah. The A side was me doing a solo CBT record. I wanted to write a CBT record on my own. So I'm like, I love CBT, man. I should be making songs like this. The B side was where I wanted to go with rap on a more serious level. And I think that the Idols They'll Make and the Idols They'll Make and Without This Fire are my two best songs I've ever written. So the B side shows the promise of what I can do, and the A side is like if I just lighten up and do like what the CBT does, which is absurd songs, you know, like Play Fight. Fun fighting with your brothers. Oh, what's this? Some of them are dead. This is crazy. Number 2, Klondike Days. Like, this is nuts. Why is this? Why is this thing existing? Number 3, Hire Me. Like, oh, what would happen if I went for a job interview? But it's always like there's a breaking point where it turns absurd, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, but, you know, I'm not just late. Now I'm like storming through his office. Now I'm like on his desk, tearing off my clothes, telling him that he's an idiot. And then the last one on the A side, No Friends, is just like, it's just like the guy who's like, you know, I don't have a lot of friends, so I'm okay with myself. I'm good. I'm okay with myself. And then it just goes on and it like starts to show like the psychological side. And the whole new CBT record is like that.
Okay.
Like songs like on Mitch's tape, like Getting Ripped, is originally the song for this record.
Yeah, I thought it was featuring CBT as well.
It's actually just a song that was for this record and will be on this record. And that song was about, we're just like douchebags at the gym. But what? The gym's actually an insane asylum.
Nope.
Or like we have a song that's like post-traumatic stress syndrome, and it like moves from person to person to person. Like as we get more famous, we start having like post-traumatic PTSD from just being so famous. And my like last verse is like this 32 bar like crazy spiel, not unlike Don't Vote on the first CBT record. That's just like, it's just me in this nightmare that I keep waking up into another nightmare, into another nightmare. And it's like a post-traumatic stress, like, but Mikey's is this narrative about like helping me like put pieces of a blonde girl's body in a trunk and like driving them and like throwing them off a cliff and stuff. It's gonna be a stronger record than anything else you've done.
I look forward to hearing that.
It's all a joke. It's the funniest part.
What's the projected release date for that one?
When I get home.